بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد About the horses of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from his grandfather that a horse of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم called Al-Luhayf or it was called Al-Luhayf used to stay in their orchard. Sayyiduna Sal ibn Hasmah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the first horse which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam owned was purchased from a man from the Banu Fazara tribe and his price was 10 uqiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam rode on it when proceeding for the battle of Uhud. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a horse which was named Al-Murtajiz. Sayyiduna Sahal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his grandfather that Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a horse as a gift and it was known as Al-Warad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on gave this horse to Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibn Munda rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyiduna Sahal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu related from his grandfather that three of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's horses used to stay in the orchard. Note, they probably used to graze there. Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah narrates that there is consensus of opinion regarding seven of the horses that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed. The names are As-Sakab, Al-Murtajis, Al-Luhayf, Al-Mazaz, Al-Zarb, Al-Sajja and Al-Warad. There is difference of opinion regarding the others. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك